From atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This is the broadcast for April the 5th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We are convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful solutions we have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. And as you know, we love Easter. We love the celebration of the resurrection of the Savior Jesus Christ. We've talked about it for the last several days before the weekend, and even Saturday's broadcast, we discussed it some. And wow, was it a wonderful weekend for me. Spent time with God, family, and country. And wow, it was tremendous. A quick recap, then we'll get into it. How's that? A recap of Saturday's show. Richard Mack was with me for the first hour. And we talked about government watchdog confirmed that feds were buying baby body parts. Judicial Watch obtains additional records of the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, purchases of fetal tissue for human mice project. Agency wanted fresh, shipped on ice, fetal organs. Shame. Shame on your government using our tax dollars to buy baby body parts. And shame on last year they've been prosecuting those who are exposing the dishonest, immoral, illegal scandal. Folks, don't let the Roe versus Wade movie get canceled. They lied to us on that just as they're lying to us on baby body parts. RoeVWadeMovie.com. You got to watch the real story that you've never been told. It's on Amazon, iTunes, Google Play, just about everywhere. Hashtag RoeVWadeMovie or RoeVWade.com. Check it out. Anyway, they've been lying to you about Roe versus Wade and how they dishonestly pushed to force that to become the law of the land. They've murdered 60 million babies since then. And now they're telling you a lie about baby body parts purchases or sales, cover up from Planned Parenthood right on through to your government-funded, taxpayer, you know, paid-for Food and Drug Administration. I mean, it is a saddening disgrace. We also heard from Planned Parenthood testimony on selling baby parts, videos unsealed. New videos are released. I'm telling you, it is shocking. The time has come, ladies and gentlemen, for federal consequences for Planned Parenthood and for your government, by the way. Planned Parenthood lied to the public and lied to Congress. But now there's no longer any reasonable doubt that Planned Parenthood sold fetal baby body parts, commodifying living children in the womb, and treating pregnant women like a cash crop. Not only that, the U.S. Department of Justice must escalate the enforcement of laws against fetal trafficking to the highest level. Now, folks, I need to highlight this, though. I don't really think the feds need to go after this. The states need to go after this. It happened in the several states. Criminal activity. It's not a federal government issue. It's a state issue, and the states need to prosecute to the fullest extent of the law. All right? Even the Small Business Administration caught Planned Parenthood in a fraud. The Small Business Administration demanded 37 Planned Parenthood affiliates to return, listen, $80 million in fraudulent loans. They fraudulently certified they were eligible for. Wow. And 27 senators called on Attorney General Bill Barr to look into this and get to the bottom of this scandal. The reason that it's so hard to get to the bottom of the scandal I might educate you about is to say this. Remember, the federal government's buying the baby body parts through the Food and Drug Administration. So it's going to be hard to prosecute when the government's in charge of the investigations. That's why the states need to hold the federal, belligerent, out of control, baby murdering federal government responsible. Senator Rand Paul, vaccination passports are no joke. Why must I show a proof of vaccination to get into a convenience store, but I don't have to prove anything to vote? There you have it. In hour two, we also talked about the COVID-19 vaccines do not contain supposedly any aborted fetal cells. However, that's a lie. Pfizer and Moderna did use fetal cell lines in their, quote, confirmation tests to ensure the vaccines work. Yeah, using fetal cell lines. Johnson & Johnson, believe it or not, used the fetal cell lines in what they call vaccine development, confirmation, and production. Okay? The COVID-19 vaccines used fetal cells from aborted embryos in their development, creating a moral challenge for many religious people. Operation Warp Speed, ladies and gentlemen, is a public-private partnership issued by the United States government to supposedly facilitate, and accelerate the development of the creation of these vaccines. They say the manufacturing and distribution of COVID-19 vaccines, therapeutics, and diagnostics. But the problem is they're promoting abortions big time, folks. They say they're not, but they really are. Okay? Because let me give you an example. Let's say that I use whiskey to make whiskey steak, just say. And it's marinated in whiskey. And what they say is, Sam, the whiskey's burned off by the time you eat it. And so, A, it doesn't contain whiskey, Sam. It isn't true. They just call it that. Or beer battered fries, don't worry. You know, there's not beer in the batter by the time they cook everything. It's all good. It's not in there. It's cooked out. And that may be true. And I'm not saying you're an alcoholic if you eat them or that you're, you know, drinking if you're eating them or whatever. I'm not saying you're really consuming alcohol. But what I'm saying is to pretend alcohol is not part of the process is a lie. In the baby body part business, okay, and in the baby, whether we call them stem cells or stem cell lines, or they were used for this purpose, but not for that. And at the end product, you don't have in the serum baby body parts or aborted baby tissue or whatever term. That may be, I would say, factually but misleadingly true. They still had to murder babies. Well, then they say, oh, well, don't worry. The baby that they used was back from 1975. Okay, so murdering a baby 40 years ago or 30 years ago, that's fine. As if it's somehow different. See, they're manipulating the truth and lying to you. Okay? Now, I'm not saying everybody that's taking the vaccine is murdering babies. There's quantum leaps that you got to go through to get there. I'm not suggesting that at all. But I am suggesting that, look, these vaccines were created. They were, whatever you want to call it, tested, whatever words you want to use, using some form of baby body parts, aborted baby somethings. And what they do is they manipulate the word. So it's not a stem cell, it's a stem cell line. Well, it's not a stem cell line really because that was removed. It was only used for testing. It's not in the final product. And they go round and round and round. But they're lying to you just like they lied to you back in the early 70s about Roe versus Wade. It's murder. It's got to be called murder. And folks like me want no part of it. And no matter how they manipulate the reality of the situation, I still want no part of the murder. We finished up Saturday's broadcast by talking about Georgia House votes to strip Delta Airlines in millions of tax breaks after CEO criticizes new voting law. We also talked about 91 Fortune 500 companies didn't pay federal taxes in 2018. I'm not the guy to criticize and say, oh, they got to pay their taxes. I believe we all pay too many taxes. And what I recommend is we don't tax the other guy to make ourselves feel better. What we do is we look at the supreme law of the land and we say, well, what are constitutional taxes and what are unconstitutional taxes? Then we ought to jettison all unconstitutional taxes. Then we ought to put in all non-direct appropriate taxes in place to pay for the proper role of limited government and nothing more. then you wouldn't have the FDA buying aborted baby body parts, would you? See, and so that's really what we need to move towards. The apportionment taxes at the state level and tariffs at the border are the two legitimate proper role indirect taxation that I would support. The rest of it, garbage. Got to get rid of it because it violates your supreme law. All right, welcome to the broadcast, Lowell Nelson. Speaking of abortions, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints held its 191st general semi-annual conference this weekend, and it was 2 days, Saturday and Sunday. They had five different conference sessions of 2 hours apiece, amounting to 10 hours of admonition and testimony about and regarding the Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Incredible testimony, incredible speaking, and they talked directly about the evils of abortion. Let's start there, Lowell.
Yes, Neil Anderson told a story of a 16-year-old unwed mother who gave up her daughter for adoption. And then this little girl, who was adopted by a family, grew up in a loving home, grew up married and has a daughter of her own. And it was a beautiful story, Sam, about, you know, some of the greatest proponents, or I guess opponents of abortion, are the people who got saved from being aborted when they were young. We can talk more right after the break, but great.
You got
great
it. Stories. Quick pause. A strong stand against the murderous intent of abortion. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds on your favorite talk station.
Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? As a physician, I have looked into the eyes of one-pound babies. I have cradled their small bodies in the palm of one hand. I defy those who are careless, who would disregard life and look at these tiny little miracles and say, we're not going to protect that.
But I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, Sam Bushman, Lowell Nelson, CampaignForLiberty.org, back on your radio. We're talking about the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints General Conference. Took place 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, last weekend, if you will. And we're talking about this incredible talk or speech given by Neil Anderson, telling about an unwed 16-year-old mother that gave her baby or her daughter up for adoption. What a strong, bold against the evils of abortion, Lowell.
Yes, and as I was saying, some of the greatest opponents of abortion are the ones whose lives were saved instead of aborted. I'm thinking specifically of Abby Johnson, who is the main character in that movie called Unplanned, which was a movie about the the Planned Parenthood. I mean, just Abby Johnson served when went to work for Planned Parenthood and worked for them for a number of years, I believe, and then actually witnessed an abortion in one of her clinics and realized how just awful it was. And from that point on, she quit Planned Parenthood, and she has been working against them for forevermore. I mean, she's now 38, 39 years old, about 40, I think, right now, mother of 8 children herself. And she runs a ministry that assists abortion workers in finding new jobs. So just a powerful story of, you know, this Abby Johnson. And so the story that Neil Anderson told is equally powerful of a young gal whose life was saved, who grew up, married, and has her own little daughter now. And it just, you know, that would not have happened had that 16-year-old unwed mother aborted her baby. But because she put it up for adoption and saved the life of this young girl, this young girl now is married, has her own family, and is living, you know, happily. So I don't know. It's just a powerful address, Sam. And we need more people standing up against abortion. It is one of the greatest evils that afflicts our country. And I don't know what God has in store for us to, you know, as punishment for this tremendous evil among us, but we have to do what we can to stop it, Sam.
Amen to that. And that's what this very broadcast is designed to do, to make a difference, to stand up for what is right, to reject the pro-death movement, to stand for pro-life, and to be solid in that stance. So I want to mention one more thing about this abortion situation, ladies and gentlemen. This body parts story that I've been highlighting, that I discussed on a Saturday, where the Food and Drug Administration now is caught red-handed, literally buying baby body parts and saying, please send them to us quickly on ice. And please, you know, you're giving us baby body parts, but we don't know which are the male and female. And then they say, well, we murdered it and got rid of the genitalia, so we can't tell you if it's a male or a female body part. And they say, well, you got to work on it and get with your people and figure that out, because we got to know earlier so you can identify the male and female body parts. And then they tell us that there's none of the baby body parts in the abortion materials and in the vaccines and all this kind of stuff. And the problem is they lie. And the main point of Saturday's broadcast on this topic, Lowell, was that you can't trust them. They lied about Roe versus Wade in the beginning. That's how they got it passed and approved, by deceiving the people about the threat of abortions that were, you know, done by illegal means, etc. And anyway, it went on. They lied then, and they're lying now. Okay, I don't know what's in the vaccines exactly, but I know that baby body parts and an aborted fetus tissue, whether you call it stem cells or stem cell lines or whatever, it has to do with the vaccines. And whether they're in this exact vaccine or not in modern day, you know, it reminds me of the discussion where you've got whiskey-infused steak or whatever, or whiskey chicken or whatever it is. And, you know, maybe the alcohol's not there now, but you certainly used a bunch of alcohol to create it. Well, they're using baby body parts to create these vaccines, even though they can manipulate you with science and words and to make you believe that, oh, well, it's not really relevant, it's not true anymore. Well, it was true in the past, but not anymore. Kind of discussion to make you all feel better. But I don't trust them, Lowell.
I don't either, Sam. They've lied over and over repeatedly. That's how they get their way, because people with common sense would not agree with them if they told the truth. And so the only way they can get their way is to lie. And we are unwitting participants in their lies when we don't study it out and work to, you know, work to expose the truth about them and their lies. So I appreciate Liberty Roundtable and programs like yours that help to educate and inform the citizenry of these tremendous lies that are out there, and about the truths that to which we should cling, Sam.
So even if they say there's no baby body parts in the vaccines, which I don't trust them, I don't know that I believe that, they all admit that they were used somewhat in the processes along the way. And then they say, I wonder why everybody won't take the vaccine. And then when you add that fact that they claim they're safe and effective is another lie. When we know they're experimental vaccines, if they're even vaccines at all, they're really gene therapies, experimental RNA changing gene therapies. And then we bring that up and they're like, oh, no, they're safe and effective. But yet they've literally, based on Operation Warp Speed, they've jettisoned all the normal protocols of testing and vetting these products. But yet they want us to believe they're safe and effective. And the problem is you just can't trust their dishonesty and their lies. Anyway, I digress, but I wanted to tie the baby body parts movement to the abortion movement to the vaccine movement because they're all closely related, ladies and gentlemen. They just are. All right, for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints General Conference, though there was a lot of other things covered, President Nelson. So in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, there's the prophet, his two counselors or support men. Then there's the 12 apostles. So there's 15 men, and they usually call them, you know, president or elder, depending on the title. Just so everybody kind of understands Mormon language or Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints members' language on these topics. So President Nelson, he's Russell M. Nelson, the prophet, seer, and revelator for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, encouraged us to identify the debris in our lives and eliminate it, lol.
Yes, he did, Sam. It's an introspective time. Whenever I listen to General Conference, I try to introspect and see what what I should be doing that I'm not doing, or what I should stop doing that I am doing. And so it's a time for introspection. I think that's what he's encouraging us to do, is to decide, to see if we can identify any of the debris in our lives, the things that we do that cause ourselves pain or frustrate our own objectives, and eliminate that debris and, clean it out.
Yeah, the highlighting kind of was this. Hey, the pandemic helped you. The highlighting was kind of this, Lowell. The pandemic helped you get rid of a lot of the debris in your life based on necessity. Now that life is coming back, are you going to wisely choose to keep that debris out of your life and eliminate more? Or are you just going to go back to old ways and embrace the crazy, busy life when you don't have the opportunity to be still? And when you're still, then the Spirit of God can testify to you of what you should be spending your time and your efforts on, etc. It was a great, great talk. We also heard from Joy Jones. Lol.
She encouraged us to teach our children while they're yet young. The very best time to teach our children is while they're growing up, because they are they're meek, they're teachable at that age. They want to learn, and so, they want to learn how to cook, how to do the chores outside. They want to be with you, and, some young parents think that's annoying, right, to have little children always hanging on you, but it's for their own growth, their own learning. So we need to teach principles of righteousness in our homes, especially while our children are young, because as the proverb says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he was old he will not depart from it. Wonderful talk by a gal named Joy Jones.
All right, two other great talks ought to be highlighted as well. One of them is by Gary Stevenson. The other one is by Elder Gong, two gentlemen, but they discuss two different sides, really, of the same coin. Lol?
Yes. I really enjoyed Gary Stevenson's. He mentioned the rabbit effect, or an experiment done with rabbits, where the rabbits were divided up into two groups, and they administered fatty food, to one group, and just normal food to another group. And, or maybe they administered fatty foods to both groups. I don't remember exactly, but they noticed that rabbits that were under the care of one clinician were healthier than rabbits under the care of another clinician. And they thought, and they studied, and finally decided that the one clinician that fed the rabbits would love the rabbits and cuddle and would talk to the rabbits and, while feeding the rabbits, we just tug, cuddle, and talk with the rabbit while feeding the rabbit. And those rabbits were healthier, far healthier than the rabbits in the other group. And so the question that came to my mind was, are we loving and cuddling our own family members? Do we do that, for our own family? And if not, well, then we should. Great lesson there, Sam.
The other side of the coin, ladies and gentlemen, is how we treat one another in the public sphere. We'll talk about that in seconds on your radio.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Delta Airlines canceled about 100 flights on Sunday due to staff shortages and placed some customers in middle seats for the first time in a year. The airline said it had more than 1 million passengers in the past few days, the most it's seen since the pandemic began. Multiple people were shot, one fatally, in a Birmingham, Alabama park Sunday night. Birmingham police said there was an altercation among a group of men in Patton Park around 7 p.m. local time. The person killed was a 32-year-old woman. She is believed to have been a bystander, was found dead in the backseat of her car. The park was filled with families at the time of the shooting. Global stock prices rose to a 1.5-month high on Monday after data showing a surge in United States unemployment, while short-dated U.S. bonds came under pressure on worries the Federal Reserve may bump up interest rates sooner than it had indicated. The Stanford Cardinals defeated the Arizona Wildcats 53-54 in the women's NCAA final Sunday night. USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, but you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You could save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services, you get a huge network of doctors, you get great customer support, and you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Derek Chauvin murder trial will resume in Minneapolis, Minnesota at 9:30 a.m. Central Time Monday. Hunter Biden says when all is said and done, he will be found innocent from the suspected corruption discovered on his laptop just before the 2020 general election. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Federal prosecutors in Delaware revealed last December that they're investigating Hunter Biden's finances. The president's second son has denied any wrongdoing. He told CBS,
I'm cooperating completely. And I am absolutely certain, 100% certain, that at the end of the investigation, that I will be cleared of any wrongdoing.
You're 100% certain?
I'm 100% certain of it. And all I can do is cooperate and trust in the process.
Hunter Biden sat on the board of a Ukrainian gas firm, which is the subject of a corruption investigation. His overseas business dealings with Ukraine and China became the subject of the 2020 election after an article in the New York Post.
USA Radio News.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So we talked about the rabbit. You know, the little rabbits, the cuddly ones? Rabbit effect. And how cuddling rabbits made a big difference in their lives. Being kind to them and gentle to them and treating them with love and respect. And, you know, that makes a huge difference is the point. The other side of the coin was addressed by what, Elder Gong? Lol?
That's right. He talked about a French woman who was out selling waffle cones and ice cream in her waffle cones, you know, and just eking a living, you know, scratching out a living that way, but encountered a bully of some kind, a man who pushed her to the ground and stomped on her waffle cones and, you know, for no apparent reason. And you know, that type of injustice just saddens me, Sam. It makes me angry and it saddens me. But that kind of injustice is all around us, turns out. And, you know, life tends to be that way, unfortunately. It shouldn't be. We should treat one another with kindness and with civility and with love in our hearts. But, you know, we do encounter people who lack that love and who treat people with anger and with meanness. And I don't know, the contrast there was pretty stark. And so we need to be a people of love, right? I mean, Elder Holland's talk, which followed Elder Gong, he talked about an economy of goodness. And he observed that the biggest deficit in our economy today is not money. It's the paucity of love. It's the absence of hope, absence of charity, really. And I thought those two talks fit together so very, very well, too. And my thought question, the question that came to my mind in with regard to Elder Holland's talk was, you know, can we have a virtuous government without a virtuous people? Right, Sam? I mean, that's my question for you. Can people who have lost our civility, who have lost our virtue, who are mean to one another, can we expect a government to be virtuous and kind to us?
You know, I think the answer is a clear, resounding, unequivocal no. All right, we have got to be a virtuous people. That's important. It's vital, ladies and gentlemen. And you know what? One of the leaders of the church in this general conference asked, do we know Jesus Christ or do we just know about him? And I submit to you, not only do we need to be a virtuous people, Lowell, but we need to know Jesus Christ. It's not enough to not understand the origins of the doctrine or the principles that we are under or that we're living by that govern our lives, right? Okay, faith precedes miracles. Elder Rasband kind of focused on that. Faith precedes miracles. Okay, we need to teach principles, not long lists of rules. And so those two topics were covered as well, Lowell.
Yes, what a wonderful conference. I think there's so many applications to our present day circumstance. And the government that we have was made only for a moral and a just people, a moral and a virtuous people. We've had our framers told us that when they framed the government, when they first wrote the Constitution and put it down onto paper, they recognized that it would only succeed if the people remained virtuous and moral. So, you know, there's a lot of undercurrent today by alternative media and by alternative, you know, by the cancel culture, that, you know, that we need to forget about morality. But that is a big lie. Just like you were talking about the lies coming from government bureaus earlier, it's a big lie from the cancel culture that we shouldn't be a moral and virtuous people anymore. It's essential to our preservation, the preservation of our way of life and our government, to be a virtuous and a moral and an upright people. And so that's why, you know, whether you're a member of the church, of this particular church or not, doesn't matter for the purpose of our discussion here. But whether you are a good person, whether you're a kind person, whether you come to know Jesus Christ, that's what really matters. And that's going to help us preserve our republic. And if we don't do that, if we fail in this regard, Sam, we will lose our republic.
Now, Elder Wakolo noted the blessing of chastening. Happy is the man who God corrects. And this is kind of an important principle to understand as well as we work towards, you know, restoring God, family, and country. You know, sometimes we won't get it right, and God will need to give us the correction, and we need to be encouraged to repent. And that is critical stuff, right?
That's right. Yes, chastening, being able to accept criticism, happily, or, you know, welcome the chastening, welcome the criticism, and repenting, you know, changing one's life. If you truly desire to know Jesus Christ, then you will welcome this chastening, because you know that God chastens those he loves. And if you're not being chastened, if you're not being corrected, then maybe you're not listening, because I think all of us, every single one of us, has things that we do or things that we're not doing that we need to be corrected about. So, that was spot on, Sam.
Now, President Oaks also focused on answering the question, what has Jesus Christ done for me? This talk is really an excellent summary of the whole Easter Conference. And it wasn't a flipping what has Christ done for me. It was a let me kind of, you know, discuss what the Savior has really done for all of us. It really, in my opinion, put Easter in perspective.
Well, and that question really did come from someone who asked it flippantly. I think he was on a train or someplace and talking with a woman or something. I can't remember the exact details, but this person said, well, what's Christ ever done for me, right? I mean, it was a flippant question, but, you know, President Oakes answered it sincerely by outlining the many, many things that Jesus Christ has done for each one of us. And, you know, for example, creating this world and giving us a place to live, to experience mortality, providing gifts of repentance, gifts of forgiveness for those who repent, for working out the atonement so that we can be forgiven when we repent, being resurrected so that we can overcome the sting of death and rise again. I mean, he went on and on. Just a great, great summary, Sam, of the marvelous things that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has done for us. And in
the summary really is he taught us how to live, to bring, to maximize happiness, if you will. And that goes along well with President Nelson's discussion. He shared the lessons he has learned during the lockdowns that we've experienced. Not celebrating the lockdowns, but just saying, hey, a lot of good has come from it. He said, I made a list, and he encouraged us each to make our own lists. But he shared 4 points from his own list, right?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, and like the importance of home. I remember he talked about the home-centered gospel living. Well, if you can't go out and about because of lockdowns and because of the pandemic, then, you know, what can you do? Well, you can study the gospel in your own home. And, you know, whereas a lot of people thought that you go to church to study, you know, you can't go to church, well, you better study it in your home. So that was an important lesson from the lockdown that he mentioned. What are some of the other things
that he mentioned? He talked about the importance of being still, ladies and gentlemen. You know what? When your life is so full of things, it's very hard to feel God's love in your life and to feel the direction God wants you to take in your life. And if you'll just set back and be still. He also talked about needing others. We can't do this alone. We're brought together in families and there's neighbors. And do you know your neighbors better after the pandemic? If not, you missed an opportunity is the point. So we need others and we need to learn to be still. Those are two kind of main points that he made as well. And I know we're summarizing these and going through these quickly, but ladies and gentlemen, if you want to go to churchofjesuschrist.org, you can listen and watch and read. The conference speeches are there in all forms, video, audio, transcribed into text, if you will, where you can read them. And we really want to highlight them, but if it sparks your interest, go check them out. They will bless your life. I promise you, whether you're a member of the church or not, the principles are what are key here. Gifford Nielsen, former NFL quarterback, talked about the fact that now is our time. And this, along with those 4 principles as well, Lowell, about who we are and what we're doing. If you want to pick that up on the other side, how's that? All right, on the other side
That's
of the break,
great.
Lowell could respond to that one. And we also talked about Elder Remlin, talked about 2 siblings, Tommy and Susie, who did different things with their allowance. We'll talk about that in relation to Gifford's point as well. Now is our time on your radio.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation. and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
All right, back to the Alive, ladies and gentlemen. So Gifford said, now is our time. That's in the General Conference of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Meaning, lull?
Yeah, it's time for us to step up and be counted. Now is our time. The reason I like this so much was because you look at some of the great movies that are made. Some of the great movies are made, and often in a football game, you know, the coach will give his players a pep talk at halftime and say, now is our time, meaning, you know, he wants the players to step up to the challenges and win the game, right? They or play the game with all the ferocity and the strength, the energy that they have. Whether they win or lose, it's our time to play the game. And so that's what Gifford was saying. It's our time to step up, and we need to exert ourselves 100% in righteousness, and make a difference in this world of ours. Now is our time. I just love that.
And not only is it our time to follow. Not only is it our time to follow Jesus Christ, not only is it our time to jettison the shaming and the bullying, not only is it our time to cuddle the rabbits and be kind and patient and gentle with others, not only is it our time to assess what we felt and learned during the pandemic and make lists of ways that it could improve our lives going forward. In other words, how do you take out of this horrible event the positives that can bless the lives of you and your family? How do you surround yourself with loved ones and be still and listen to God Almighty? How do we focus on promoting life? How do we promote family? How do we promote an economy of goodness? How do we make sure that there's a virtuous society and people? How do we have a society that does not have a deficit when it comes from, you know, love, hope, charity? How do we make sure that it's positive and not negative? Our society economically has a deficit of that right now. And they used a brother and a sister and how they used their allowance to kind of highlight the inequities and differences, Lowell.
Yeah, so Tommy would buy a candy with his allowance every week, but Susie would save her allowance. And after saving her allowance for a number of weeks and months, she was able to buy a brand new bicycle. Now, Tommy, having spent his money, his allowance on candy, he didn't have money to buy a bicycle. All he had was, the candy that he had eaten. And Susie, there she goes on her bicycle, and he thought that was unfair. Well, it's not unfair for Susie to have a bicycle, even though Tommy doesn't, because Tommy made different choices with his allowance than Susie did. And so even though there are many things in our society that look unfair, that we mustn't look at just the outcomes, and we have to realize that each one of us is making different decisions with the money, the resources, and so forth that we have. And the reason I bring this up, Sam, is because there's societal pressures now nowadays that want equity. They talk about social justice, they talk about equity, and they look at the disparity in wealth levels in our country, for example, and they say, we need to fix this. We need to take from the people who have more than enough and give to the people who don't have. Now, if that's done voluntarily, then I am 100% for it. But if that is done by force, by coercion, then I'm 100% opposed to it. And, you know, the left wants to impose this equity on everyone. And they want to do it by force, by coercion, by the barrel of a gun. And that's what I oppose. I think if you voluntarily want to share what you have with others, then it can bless your life. God will bless you for sharing with others who don't have what you have. But when government steps in and steals from people who have, then and gives to the people who have not, then they take away from the people the opportunity to voluntarily give of their means to those who don't have anything. It denies them those blessings, Sam.
Ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. It's really important to understand who we are, our relationship with Jesus Christ, and then how that can affect God, family. And then they did not leave out country, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, Dallin H. Oaks doubled down. President Dallin H. Oaks gave a message on the Constitution. The Constitution provides structure and limits. It was established by God for the rights and protection of all flesh. Why? Because moral agency is quintessential to allowing us to live our lives and become the people that God intended us to be as his children. We must have moral agency or the freedom to choose. And he highlighted this big time, did a phenomenal job. He jettisoned parties, and he basically said it's okay to switch party, whatever you need to do, but let's not attack people because of the party they're a member of. Let's look at individuals, and let's look at the principles as our guide. Now, this guy literally was in the courts. He was a Supreme Court justice for the state of Utah for a while. He clerked for some key justices. I mean, he's been around. He's a well-known constitutional attorney. And in my opinion, he hit it out of the park. He really highlighted some fundamentals that are worth focus, Lowell.
Absolutely right, Sam. He even mentioned that the general government had derogated authority to themselves. They'd taken it from the states. You don't really hear that mentioned or talked about very much. The family law authority, he specifically mentioned as having been, you know, taken from the states. You know, that's wrong for the general government to have done that. He also mentioned that one of the five principles he mentioned was that authority is divided between the states and the general government. How many people do you hear today actually mention that very important fact? In my opinion, that's the most important division of authority that the Constitution outlines, because
he really highlighted the vertical and the horizontal checks and balances that I bring up all the time. He tripled down on those.
Yeah, he did. I love that about his address. Now, he also encouraged us to pray for all nations. And in fact, as I thought about all of the people in the world who are living under oppressive regimes and have lived under oppressive regimes throughout all of world history, it just saddens my heart, Sam, because of the tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of people were not given their moral agency. They didn't have the freedom to choose, maybe. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I look at some of the world histories and some of the cultures, and I look at the lack of liberty that under which they labored. I just think to myself, wow. I mean, they just didn't even have an opportunity to exercise their freedom, the moral agency that God intended us to have. And so I pray every night, Sam, that the political and that the people, that the children, my brothers and sisters, the rest of the people of the earth will soon have the political and economic freedom to exercise their agency, because that's what God intended them to do, because it makes them accountable. And if you don't have agency, then you can't be accountable for your decisions, your choices. So I just thought it was a masterful address, Sam.
He highlighted the leadership of the United States of America with the oldest written constitution, and that almost every other constitution is a takeaway from our constitution, etc. He talked about the importance of a constitution and mentioned that the Bill of Rights is key to understand in terms of restoring and promoting religious liberty and protecting religious liberty. And then he doubled down into five principles of the Constitution, Lowell. These are critical as well.
Number one, sovereignty lies with the people. You know, this is a concept people had kicked around for hundreds of years, but actually never implemented into their actual law. So self-determination, where sovereignty lies with the people, became reality in 1788 and 89 as the states ratified the Constitution. Number two, the authority is divided vertically between the states and the general government. We've mentioned that. Number three, authority is separated among the three branches of government, legislative, executive, and judicial. Now, that's a separation of powers that everybody knows and talks about. Each branch can check the power of the other two branches. Fourth, it contains a cluster of guarantees, the Bill of Rights, in other words, the list of prohibitions that you've just mentioned. And number five, it establishes the rule of law, not the rule of men. And that is, in other words, you don't govern by capricious decision of a person who can just be willy-nilly, decide one thing today and a different thing tomorrow. But the rule of law is the fifth principle he highlighted, that we're a nation of laws, not to be ruled by, you know, whimsical capriciousness, Sam. Those are the five great principles he drew out.
And he basically told us, you know what, folks, you need to be involved, anxiously engaged in a good cause. You need to make a difference here. And if there's sovereignty in the people have an obligation, a duty to perform regarding jealously protecting the liberty to which God and our founding fathers gave us. Let's carry forth their legacy in a meaningful way. Not only do you got to guard against the federal government stealing power, he talked about the federal government stole a lot of power from the states relating to the family, etc., and how that we need to stop that. But not only are the federal government folks stealing a lot of power, so are world government folks. To wrap this up, you got to be very, very concerned about global control and governance as well. The World Health Organization leading a charge against, in my opinion, liberty right now, Lowell.
Yes, and it was only just one week ago. We're talking March 30. That was just last week, Sam. The WHO, the World Health Organization, released a letter calling for the world to unite behind a new international pandemic treaty. Well, what are the implications of this letter? the implications, in my opinion, Sam, are global governance. I really don't believe that they have my interests at heart, but I do believe that they want power. They want authority. They want to dictate. They want to advance globalism, the new world order, basically, under a new name, and they're using the COVID pandemic to get their way, right? This global reset, they call it. They have lots of names for it, but what it boils down to is, basically a new world order where the lines of nations are blended into one. We become one huge glob where nations, they lose their sovereignty, and the people within them lose their sovereignty. And all the good stuff we just talked about, President Oak's address about self-determination, go by the wayside, Sam. It's a huge threat to our liberty, to our freedom and prosperity. The World Health Organization's proposal for a pandemic treaty internationally, Sam.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how to cover so much incredible material that Lowell's brought to the table in 1 hour. We've done our very best. If you want to learn more about the conference talks we spoke of that will bless anyone's life, member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints or not, churchofjesuschrist.org is where you go. All the details of all the conference talks were there, and I believe they'll bless everyone's life. When it comes to the proper role of government, that is what Sam and Lowell stand for all the time. Hey, Lowell's so swamped he can't join us on Fridays anymore, but he will be with us every Monday going forward. Look forward to it. LovingLiberty.net. For Sam and Lowell, we declare this nation shall endure.